Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. I am excited for our podcast this week. I will be visiting with the new principal of Timpanogos Elementary, Clint Wolf. But first, let's go over our updates. June 3rd through July 18th, our district provides free summer meals. Children ages 1 through 18 that live in Provo can receive a free breakfast and free lunch. Visit Franklin, Provo Peaks, Spring Creek, Sunset View, Timpanogos Elementary Schools, or Independence or Provo High Schools, whichever school you live closest to, Monday through Thursday for a free meal. Visit our website for times and details. If you are interested in hearing updates regarding the construction projects happening throughout the district, please visit the district website and click on the new construction newsletter sign-up link. Our next board meeting is Tuesday, June 25th. Visit our website for times and agenda items. Watch for the summer newsletter coming to your home in Provo the first part of July. For complete updates during the summer, visit us on our website or on social media. I am here today on our podcast with Clint Wolf. He has been our assistant director in student services and has really helped us with all of our social workers throughout the district. And now he is going to be the principal at Timpanogos Elementary. We are very excited to have you, Clint.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your educational journey. How did you end up in Provo City School District? How did you end up in administration? What was your path in student services? Just give us a little background of what that career trajectory looked like.
Okay. Well, for me, it started out in the business world.
Oh, wow.
So I started out in business for 8 years.
What did you do in business?
So we were over accounts. So we managed accounts.
That sounds so boring.
It was pretty boring. But the money was good. And that's okay, about that's, all that okay. was good about
okay,
it.
Okay, fair.
It was very, very cutthroat. And like I said, the focus was on money at that time. And I wanted to do something that I felt like was helping people. I looked back at my life. I had some struggles in life. And I looked at, hey, what gave me like a rock to stand on. And I remember my elementary school, Copperview Elementary, you might be familiar with that. And coming out of Copperview Elementary, I just felt like, man, I could be anything. I remember thinking when I was in sixth grade, I could be president of the United States. I could do anything right now. That's I probably should incredible. Have taken the ACT at that time. But anyways, I thought I want to do something like that. I want to make a difference with kids and with families. And I decided to go back. I went home and told my wife, hey, we're going to be poor. Are you okay with that? And she was. And I've never been happier since then. I'm going into education.
Oh, I love that.
I went to become a school social worker. I went to Summit Academy up in Draper. And they hired me as a counselor. You wear several hats. It's when they were just
beginning. Getting started. Yep.
And so I was also the PBIS coach, the MTSS coach, and the counselor. And so I had this group of people at the state level that were professors and professionals in systems implementation that were coaching me on how to coach teachers. That's when John Hattie's stuff was first coming out. PLCs were just coming out. So I'm this new person to education, and they're like, you're going to coach them on how to do this.
And you're like, okay.
But it was awesome because I actually got to see, hey, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just teaching them what I'm being taught, and it's actually working. They're doing it, and it's working.
And it's working. Yep.
So I did that for 4 years, and then an opportunity opened up down here, so I was able to come back down. Driving up to Salt Lake was really hard, so it was nice to be back. And then I worked in most of our Title I schools as a social worker, our secondary schools as well. And then I was moved to Independence when we started hiring more social workers. We used to have four schools for each social worker, which was a lot. So you're just doing crisis. And I was able to go to Independence and just be at Independence. And I met Chris Sorensen there, who was used to be the superintendent of NEBO. And I just was inspired by the way he had created this culture at the school where people felt safe. They felt autonomy to do their best, to be their best teacher and students. And they were just doing amazing things there. And I thought, you know what? I want to become a principal. Yeah. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to help maintain and create those environments. So I went in, I became the dean there and then the assistant principal. And then I came over to the district office and was able to supervise the counselors, the social workers, the family advocates, and the PBIS coaches, and just get to know everybody at the district office and kind of see how things run at that level, which was just awesome and eye-opening for me. And then I decided I need to be with kids again,
yeah.
and I want to be able to implement and maintain some of those systems that I had learned about and try it at a school level. And so,
yeah, you discover at the district office, a lot of times you have a lot of influence, but you don't get to tell a lot of people what to do. And so, but when you have a school, you get to build that culture and people come along and start to see your vision and will follow you in that way. So I'm excited for that opportunity for you.
I mean, Timpanogos is, it's like the, I don't know, it's just an amazing school. It so is. I'm a little worried that, you know, I'm taking over. Carrie is one of the most amazing principals I've met, and taking over that school is a little daunting to keep it going. But
you'll be great. Well, the other thing that I want people to know is that we went from then having very limited numbers of social workers to really expanding our social work, you know, program to where every school has a social worker. And that's correct. Kind of been on yours and Doug Finch's, you know, watch that has occurred and really supported our schools in that way. So it's been phenomenal.
Yeah. It allows us to do a lot of preventative work where before it was just, you're just running crisis to crisis. Yep. And now kids are getting preventative work and I think you're seeing that in the more preventative you do, the better our academics become as well, because kids are getting the help that they need to be able to learn better. So
that's right. Tell me what your why is. So you started off in business and then you're like, I wanted to help people. This is a very demanding job. Yeah. Education is hard work. And what keeps you going every day?
It is hard work. And I think when you're doing something you love, it, even though it's hard, it's enjoyable. And so my passion is, when I was at Independence, I saw kids that came in, sometimes their junior year, and they still couldn't read, or they were at like a third grade reading level. They hadn't passed any classes. And then they were put into this environment where all of a sudden it felt safe to fail. It felt safe to learn.
Yep.
And they started to learn and they made so much growth in 2 years. I just thought, man, this is so amazing that we can do this. In 2 years, a student can go to where they want to drop out. They want to just kind of give up on life. And all of a sudden they learn these skills of how to learn. And now they want to go to college. And now they're the first kid in their family that's graduating. And so for me, that just drives me. And I can't wait to work at the elementary level and just make sure that doesn't happen, that we don't get kids going to high school in their junior year that are that far behind, but that we catch it at that young age. I want them leaving sixth grade feeling like, hey, I could be the president of the United States.
Yes.
I can do anything. I have the skills. I have the confidence. I have the resiliency. I know what I need to know to be successful in anything I want to do.
That's fantastic. I think about the Independence graduation we attended a couple of weeks ago and just listening to the stories of the students talk about, you know, I didn't think I could do anything. I didn't think I could pass. And they are. They're going to MTech. They're going to college. They have a job set up, you know, and they recognize that they're very successful and happy human beings. You know, they're pretty incredible individuals. So
I was going to say, I started there 6 years ago and I remember the first graduation. I was like, whoa, that's crazy that every story was that way. And I was like, is this just a fluke? Then the next year was the same thing. Now 6 years later, I just went to the graduation this year and it was the exact same thing. And so it works. And so that's my why. It drives me to, I want to see all of our kids feel like that when they graduate or.
Yeah. I mean, we want to have as many opportunities for kids to be successful as possible. And I think we're recognizing that not every kid is the same, right? We do have to cater it to the needs of students, and the better we are at that, the more success we're going to have for sure. What are you most excited about in being the principal at Timpanogos Elementary?
Being back with kids again.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. In elementary, like the principal, the social workers, the teachers, you're kind of like a rock star.
So yes, you
get like 100 hugs a day.
Yes.
Nobody's hugged me since I've started working at the district office. So it'll be nice to have that interaction again, that positive interaction with kids and to see them learn and grow. Like I love watching that. And our teachers at Timpanogos, I've been able to sit down and meet with each of them.
Oh, good.
And they're just, their why is the same. They're so passionate. And we talk about the collective teacher efficacy. Whatever has happened at Timpanogos, they have that. Like
yes,
they just believe that they can do good with these kids and that they can do phenomenal things. So I'm excited to see that happen. And it's with a population that they're doing things that you normally wouldn't see happen with that demographic. And I just can't wait to see that in person and see it happen and not screw it up. Make sure that we just keep it going and, you know, maybe find some ways that we can even make things better as we go throughout that.
Yeah. We were looking at through different elementary schools data today, and I was looking at Timpanogos, and just as you look at, they have so many kids that come in several years behind, right? But just looking at the tremendous growth that they make. And so, you know, you just start recognizing that this one number doesn't tell, there's like this whole story that's going on, right, behind that number. And just seeing the dedication of every person in that building, that it'll be a great experience.
Yeah. As I've met with people, I mean, the custodian Mel to the lunch ladies and just all the teachers are just amazing people. There's that many amazing people in one school. I just feel super, super lucky to be able to go there.
Good. I'm excited for you. What are you nervous about?
So I am nervous about screwing it up. Yeah, they have such a good thing going there that I don't want to go in and mess it up. Like I know the systems, but a lot of the systems that I know they have in place, mm-hmm. and so I want to make sure that we keep it going and that I think the world's changing so much. And last year they had 60 kids that were new to country that don't speak English, and I think that will continue. So how do we continue to make sure that we are finding the individual way that each kid learns best and making sure that we're providing that to them.
Yeah. And not burning our really great and gifted teachers out too, right? Yeah. That always becomes a, you know, we can keep giving them more and more and more. And at some point I worry that we're just going to be like, nope, I can't like peace out. I can't do this.
You know? I'm a little nervous of how do we find the system so they don't burn out, but we still have this great growth and help with these kids.
Yeah, I agree. There's always this balance of trying to figure out that right system, making sure that kids have what the individual needs and supporting the teachers and the entire school community in that. So what do you want the Timpanogos community to know about you that maybe they wouldn't know just, say, reading your resume or just maybe watching you in a casual interaction with a kid? What do you want them to know?
For one, that I love the Timpanogos culture and what's created there. I worked there 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. And I was so impressed with it then that I remember bringing my kids on a tour of the school.
Oh,
and saying, hey, wouldn't you like to go to school here? I saw what happened there and what was happening in the school. So mm-hmm. I would want them to know that there are good things happening there, that they can feel safe about their kids being there. And about me, that I'm passionate about making sure that doesn't change. I don't feel like I'm going in with an ego, like I need to put my stamp on this or I need to do any of that. I feel like I want to do what's best for their kids. I feel like I already kind of have a love for them, even though I don't know them all yet, but I want to gain a greater love and have kids come to school feel like they are loved and that they see that and feel that. And I feel like that helps in that learning process. Maybe some things they wouldn't know from a resume is I rodeoed in high school. I wrestled.
I didn't know that.
Broken
That's
lots
incredible.
Of bones. That's probably what I'll be for Halloween. I'll dress up like my cowboy self. I'll put on the old shaps.
Okay,
and
I love it.
And do that again. But
that's great.
That's something new.
I think it is always really helpful for our families to hear from our principals. You forget how much they especially rely on their elementary principals to be this point of contact, right? They need to have this person that they can rely on. And so being that individual that's easy to talk to and to express concerns to or celebrations with or whatever, it's a big deal. So I love that we're doing this with all of our new principals so that our communities can see just how much you guys care about the students and how much you care about the communities and how much you love your job and want to do what's best for kids. I think it's incredible.
So I do have maybe another answer.
Okay, go
as
for
well.
It, please.
This thought came to me is, so I have three boys that have been on IEPs that have really struggled with learning and education. And I haven't had the best experiences working with principals, sadly, with their principals.
But they're not in our district.
They're not in our district.
Okay, good.
And I won't say the district.
Okay, that's good. Don't say the district. It's a secret. Okay, good job.
But I want to have a collaborative relationship with parents where they feel like they can contact me at any time, that I'm on their side to do what's best for their kids and that they have a say in that, that we're a team working together. I don't know that that would be on my resume, but I would hope that they feel that from me and feel that, that that's important to me.
That's awesome. I think our parents of students with disabilities, our parents of multilingual learners, those are always the things that they're concerned about, right? Is, you know, how do I express that this is a need my child has and are they going to be receptive to that? So yeah. I'm glad that you shared that. What's maybe a fun memory that you have of being at Timpanogos or maybe a different school or something where it's like, this kind of embodies why I'm in education and why I care so deeply about this?
So student at Spring Creek, there had been some hard things that had happened in his family. He came in and he was struggling. He was one of those students that hiding under the desk. We were just struggling even to get him to just be at his desk at times. And I remember that group of teachers working together and they all were working together to try to help this student. So that piece of it, these are all our students. I saw that happen. And then we were able to figure out as a team working together what we needed to do to help this student to learn. And we started putting those things in place. And what was interesting is he scored the lowest on his initial beginning of year testing. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, he scored the highest in that class.
Wow.
And this was a student that wouldn't even sit at his desk and was just really, really struggling. And I just thought, man, if we can make a change like that with kids, I want to see that happen. Yeah. I want to be able to catch anything, trauma, anything that would stand in their way of progressing early and be able to heal them. If they don't have any of that, how do we help them excel if they're already excelling? Yeah. But to make that progress and to be successful, to get in a success cycle where they can flourish.
And that really is the power of the elementary school, like just how much of a difference you can make at that level. It will set them on such a significant path of success if we can help get them in the right direction, moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Clint, for taking the time to visit with us. I'm very excited to have you at Timpanogos Elementary, and I know the community is very, very lucky to be having you as their principal this coming year.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be here.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup? As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Join me next week for an all-new episode. Have a great week, everyone.